Did you ever see the movie Silence of the Lambs?
I did.
Great movie. Love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What about the group that sang the song Goodbye Horses? Like, they never intended it for it to be in that movie, I'm sure.
Okay, I don't really remember, so I'm going to...
You know the song. You know the song. The Buffalo Bill is doing his...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's doing his human suit tuck dance.
Right.
To that song.
Sure.
You can't hear that song and not think of that scene.
Okay.
It's a beautiful... Like, it's a really great song. Like, it is a very nice song, very well put together. Should have been a hit. I don't know that they've ever had a hit since.
All because of the tuck and dance.
All because of the tuck and dance. So.
How many other songs have been ruined by a tuck and dance?
That was my question to you. This week's episode, we're doing top five songs ruined by the tuck dance. One of them is Manic Monday by the Bangles, but that was me. That's my own personal thing. Right. Okay. Hello, and there you go. Are we starting?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode 499 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I don't think I said Tübingen correctly. I think I said Tübingen.
It sounded the same to me.
It sounded the same. You weren't listening, though. There's no way you were listening.
I got headphones on. I have to listen.
Okay. Yeah, you're forced to.
Sort of.
To be fair, I don't say Tübingen properly anyways.
Okay. So it's on you. Like
Tübingen. I'm not sure how the Germans say that umlaut. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Well, maybe that's...
I'm not super concerned.
Cover that next show. We'll get 10 Germans to say it.
Yeah, no. Because they're happy to point it out to you. They love it. And like, meanwhile, have you heard your accent?
Mine?
We have ways to make you talk. I'm like, that's not how we say it at all.
Right.
So, we get by. Amazon. If you need to buy an umlaut, get it on Amazon. Click to our site. Help us out. We appreciate it. I just bought something. I bought a featherboard on Amazon.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It clamps to the top of your table saw and it basically acts as fingers that can get really close to the blade, so yours do not have to.
Gotcha.
I'm on a big table saw safety tip right now.
Mm-hmm.
Streak, because I don't know if you know this, but it's an intimidating tool.
Okay, I take your word for it.
The table saw. It's yeah. It can make you a little bit nervous in some cuts. So, bought that just to stay safe. But bought it on Amazon. That's it. I don't think I've... That's you?
I think I bought... Yeah, about... I don't know. It would have been a week or two ago. I bought a chain mesh for my basketball hoop.
A chain mesh? Like the inner city?
Yeah. It's freaking awesome.
Oh, man.
It's so good. It's so good. It's something about the sound it makes when you shoot a swish. Even actually when you miss, like, just when it hits the rim, it makes a nice little jingle. I don't know. My mesh had ripped in one spot. It would have been fine for another 3 months, but I thought, I'm taking this opportunity to get chain basketball mesh. And so, of course, on Amazon they have it. It's not expensive. I think I want to say it was like 15 or 20 bucks, something like that. Regular mesh would probably be like 8 to 10 bucks. So it was double. But A, I think it'll last for a long, long time. And B, it's just awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie, White Men Can't Jump?
Only a million times.
There you go. So like that, you're living the dream.
Yeah, I am Billy Ho.
Oh, see, I was the King Farouk. Or the duck, I forget. The duck?
Yeah, the duck and the king. They're a team.
That's, I think it was King Farouk, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, would you say his name is Billy what?
Billy Ho. Billy Hoyle.
Billy Hoyle. And then
they call him Billy Ho. What's that?
Was Wesley Snipes'
name? Oh, what was Wesley Snipes' name? It'll come to me.
Luther.
It wasn't Luther.
I have no idea. It's the first name that jumped into my head.
Yeah, I think there was a Luther character, like a small character, but not, that was not Wesley Snipes.
Willie Mays Hayes.
No, also not. That's a different Wesley Snipes.
Word around the campfire is that they had to do some serious editing because Wesley Snipes cannot ball.
Interesting.
Yeah. So apparently, if you really watch closely, it's very rare that you see him do anything.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go back with a different lens.
A lot of good editing. So good for them. All right. Anyway, that's Amazon. Click through our site. We appreciate it. What is
Sydney,
going on, Adam?
Sydney. His name is Sydney Dean. And I did not look this up. It just occurred to me. Sydney Dean.
That's right. Yeah. Like, I don't remember his wife's name, the actress, but I remember Rosie Perez was Billy Hoyle's.
And his girlfriend. And Sydney Dean's wife also was like a main character on In Living Color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. This week's episode. Going back on Ron Shelton, everybody.
Yeah, Ron Shelton films. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he did Bull Durham as well. So we'll break that down in a minute.
Okay.
Nuke LaLoosh. Ebby Calvin. Well, Nuke LaLoosh.
Speaking of Nuke LaLoosh, that's a throwback to, you know, one of your best ever photo challenges was the Nuke LaLoosh
a year ago.
Yeah, that was awesome. So
I'm gonna repost that just because just to reminisce.
Yeah, sure.
Because I haven't shot any. The schedule's been announced. Our baseball is starting again.
Okay.
We have a season, like our first league team, which I'm not really. I went out with last night, but I didn't really play. I got an at bat, and then. But that's weird. But anyway, I'll get to that in a sec. But yes, August 8th, our first, the main Bundesliga season starts. It's a modified season. It's about half as many games, unfortunately.
The major league season starts today, just in case anyone was wondering.
Does it really actually start today?
Yeah, today's opening day. A modified opening day. I think there's only a few games today, but yeah.
Okay. Is the MLB package free this year? Should be.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No, they need to make some money.
How is it going to work? Are you excited about it?
I didn't even know it was starting until I just caught a clip on the news that, oh, MLB starts today. And I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah. I want to see it because, you know, it's something.
Some games, they're apparently going to green screen. I don't know if it's green screen, but they're going to superimpose a crowd around the venue. So I'm interested to see how that looks. If it actually, I'm fine with just empty stadiums. I don't know why they feel the need to do that, but
it's weird. It is weird, but I could get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather you take all that technology and apply it to a vaccine.
Sure.
That's how I would do it. Just me. Look, I'm not the commissioner, though.
Right.
So there is that. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of that and the vaccine and the whole climate in the world, I'm gonna solve it right now.
Okay, go for it.
Because you know how, like, especially with our neighbors to the south of you.
Sure, and probably a lot of our listeners. I'm guessing a lot of our listeners are embedded in this craziness.
Yeah, they are. I get the occasional email and about it, actually. And and all kidding aside, like I wrote in the email, I don't know how the rest of the world feels, but here's how I feel, and probably Adam too, is that America, we still like you, so like we're legitimately pulling for you. And it's common theme that, oh yeah, the world hates America and Americans, and that's not really not true. That's I can tell you that. I'm not even kidding. That's not true. You know, we're on your side here. That being said, to everybody out there, I want to introduce a concept that will solve all the strife that's going on right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple things can be true at the same time.
Right.
That's it. That's all it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Adam, what do you prefer? Ham sandwiches or chain link fences?
Ham sandwiches.
But what if you gotta, you know, keep a dog in your yard? Actually, the ham sandwich might work, but but you see what I'm saying. What if you have to keep other dogs out of your yard?
Right, right. Keep ham sandwiches in their yard. Well, yeah, or...
There you go. So yeah, the ham sandwich. I guess let me revise what I was saying. Ham sandwiches fix everything.
Right.
That's what I'm getting at. No, but what I mean is, why is
one, example, or the other? It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yeah. It could be both. It could be neither. Not everything is a binary, you know, solution. Like, you know, like if you're against, if you don't like Trump, that means you like Biden, for example. That's just one example of what's going on right now. Nope. You can like neither of them. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. You could be right down the middle. You could be right down Broadway like most people. You can like Trudeau and then therefore hate Peyton. No, what's his name? Manning? Just kidding. He hasn't been in the running for a long time. But I don't know who the opposition is anymore.
I don't know either.
But he's out or something, right?
Like, yeah, he's out. It's someone else maybe. I don't get it. I don't follow it that closely.
No, exactly. That's my point. It's like just because you love Trudeau doesn't mean you have to hate Scheer or the opposite or there's any so many myriad of combinations that the news tries to make you pick a side. Are you team chain link fence or are you team ham sandwich? I actually put a chain link fence up to keep people away from my ham sandwich. So I don't know. Done?
That's deep.
Problem solved?
No, I agree with you 100%.
Or you don't, and then both can be true.
Right.
All right. So as I said, had a couple of baseball games since we spoke last. We had an exhibition game against a lower league team that's close to us, geographically, I mean. So they came in, and we stomped them, which wasn't that much fun.
Okay.
But in these, normally we wouldn't play against them, but just in these weird times, we're looking for a competitor that's close. And then last night we went out to Stuttgart, who is in the first league and is a very good team, and we played them last night and we stomped them. That's not true. I'm lying right now. They stomped the hell out of us.
Okay.
Yeah, we played. They played. They're the home team, so they played eight offensive innings. Didn't need to play the ninth. And they scored in every single inning, which was nice. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consistent.
And we scored in zero of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. In fact, they even gave us an extra inning. They wanted to get some more. There's so many pitchers that needed to work. They gave us a 10th inning, and we did not score in that one. So,
But they still only took 8 at-bats. Like, they just, you guys just keep going up.
Once the top of the ninth was done, they're like, hey, 3 more outs. I'm like, okay. Okay, 4 more noogies, and then we're done. I say we. I didn't really play. I took pictures mostly. Like I got one at bat at the end, and ended up fouling out or popped out. But so that was not awesome. But here's the thing: is it turns out like first of all, it's weird not playing. First, like I don't not start. That doesn't happen, right? And that has never happened before. And I'm not really on this team, so I was just kind of going out for the nice summer night. And see where I could help out, take some pictures and that. But what I found was in
your ball gear with your stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. I brought my gear. I dressed like. Well, yeah. I'm gonna go help out.
That'd be awesome. No, it'd be awesome if you were in jeans when you took that at bat.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just go out there, you know. Yep. Yeah, just lay my cigarette on my camera. I'm like, all right, hang on. Nobody touch that. I'll be right back. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, man, can you not throw so fast? I've been drinking all day, okay? No, but what is awesome is that. So I, first of all, two things. I'm not used to getting all warmed up and then sitting on the bench, and then you come off the bench and it's at 46. You're like, well, that hurts. That's not. I'm not ready to go. You know, I got to get loose again. And then also, it was a night game, like a 7 o'clock start. So by the time I got up in the ninth, the sun was down, the lights were on, and I might as well just been guessing when the ball was coming.
Right.
Because, well, they don't have very good lights either. So, you know, for the 20-year-olds, it's probably fine. But, you know, for the dad, for your dad's friends,
yeah,
it's not exactly. I mean, you're not really picking up the seams on that night.
The aging veterans.
Yeah, day games only, please.
Yeah.
So, anyways, good. It was a good time though, and snap some photos, which I'll throw up in the. Did you shoot anything interesting?
Okay.
But I did play against a guy from Aldergrove though.
Wow! All the way from Aldergrove.
Yeah, he took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
Because I knew he was Canadian, I had an inkling of where he was from. I kind of heard about this guy in the league, and so I said to him last night, "It's like." He said, oh, yeah, I'm from Vancouver. I'm like, yeah, but where? And he kind of sheepishly said, Aldergrove? And I was like, yeah, I know Aldergrove, of course. Anyways, so he played for the Blaze. And didn't you do some work with the Blaze, or just somebody else I'm thinking of?
No, it was me, just because Langley is where the Blaze is from, and I worked forever in Langley. So, yeah, I saw lots of Blaze, and not specifically for the Blaze, but, you know, I treated the GM at one point, the coach, like a bunch of the players over the years. So,
okay.
Yeah.
How long ago was this, do you think?
It was a long time. Well, the players kind of scattered throughout my years, but the coach and the GM would have been like many years ago. I'm talking like 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, maybe he came through your door. That'd be kind of weird now that he's playing in Germany.
Okay.
What about you? What's the update with in Vancouver?
Same old.
Kids are off school.
Yeah, the weather got nice. So, you know, all of a sudden summer arrived and it's all of a sudden too hot here. So, you know, you're just complaining about no heat. And then suddenly you're complaining about heat. So,
oh, here it is.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
But you're still going outside, right?
Oh, yeah. Doing all the regular outside activities. Just, I do find the working inside with a mask we have air conditioning in our place, but still, like, you know, the doors opening and closing, mm-hmm. and that heat mixed with a mask, for those that are working indoors with masks, the added heat is not awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my one gripe with the heat coming.
Why don't you make a mask out of ice?
Mm-hmm. That's what I need. I need an ice mask. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna cut this part out because we're gonna patent that.
Yeah, I feel like it would sell like hotcakes, except cold ones.
Cold cakes.
Yeah.
What about, some sort of a, not necessarily an ice mask, but like an ice cooled mask.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
With gin and tonic in it.
Sure. Yeah, you can just, you know, lick it from the inside and get a buzz.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Like a lollipop mask, but nobody has to know that you're wearing a ice cool lollipop mask.
I'm in, okay,
a boozy lollipop mask.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get a better name for it than that. The BLM, because the BLM's already taken.
Right.
The boozy lollipop mask that we can't. We're not going to get BLM.com.
Right. I hear you.
So. Do we have to get the name right now?
No, we can work on it.
Gin and ton mask.
Yeah.
Mask and tonic. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. You know what the bummer is over here? Still not swimming. We've been to the pool twice, but normally I go every single day, right? And so, that's kind of a bummer. I mean, obviously people are taking, you know, being way worse than I am. So I'm not really complaining, but just giving you an update.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing is I'm still running. I'm running every day instead, which I hate. I hate running. It gets fine. You can listen to a podcast or something like that and be done. But, it's not the same. And so it also cuts my outdoor time in the sun, like, effectively in half every day, like, just for the exercise part.
Right.
I don't like that either. It's less casual time in the sunshine is not good for, it's not better.
You need a basketball net. You gotta get a basketball.
Oh, I do. Just the chain link. I don't even care about the hoop. I'm just gonna put the chain link up.
Yeah. No, it's that. And again, we did the walking and the jogging and that for a while, but I hate jogging. Like, it just this mm-hmm. sort of like I'm waiting for it to end. And yep. And then I can go outside and for much longer stay outside, play basketball, you know, kind of I make up my own little games where, you know, I have to make X number of shots from this part. And I'm running around. But I kind of know when my workout's done, when, you know, I get the jelly legs, like, you know, I just get to that point where just even like every jump shot falls short just because I can't get my legs underneath me. And then I like, no, OK, my workout's done. So it's just for me, I have to be engaged in some sort of game and I can't seem to make a fun game out of jogging in a line for a while.
No, nor can I. And yeah. There's that. Do you bring your big boom box out and just play like NWA tapes?
No, but I'm gonna, now that you say that, that sounds like my neighbors would love that. Yeah.
Yep. Is that Public Enemy? Yeah, he got game. Great movie. Yeah. Do it. Reminder, monthly challenge is summer. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram, and we'll talk about that. It's not going to be next week, even though technically it would air. It's just a weird timing. We'll probably record before the first, and I don't want to cut anybody off. And also next week is our 500th episode, which will be no fanfare or nothing like that anyways. But
what was the monthly challenge again?
The monthly challenge is summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I got a picture of summer teeth. Summer here, summer there. You know that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't... Oh. I treat everybody equally.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm woke. Yeah. Nobody cares, Adam. I'm still using summer teeth, okay?
Okay.
Summer teeth and butterface are not going anywhere.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Kind of. I wanted a new headshot, so mm-hmm. And nobody was around, so
I was going to ask, was anybody around? I don't think there was.
No, of course not. So you have to do the whole rigmarole where I had to, you know, set up the tripod with the camera, and then I had to set up sort of an object on the ground that was going to be my marker so that I could walk into the photo and hopefully have the focal plane just right. And I don't know, I took 10 shots. I tried to just get the smile just outside in my front sort of yard area where there's some greenery behind me. I wanted just kind of a basic kind of trees green background effect. I used just a big set of bushes, and it's challenging, especially with an 85 mil lens, and I used f4 to get,
I even looked for that reason, yeah,
to get everything kind of razor sharp. And I did, you know, whatever my 10 shots, and of course the one that I liked the best, the one I used, has the best smile and the right angle and light. But then, like, you know, the eye is not super sharp, which I don't care for what I'm using it for. It's not a big deal. But just the hassle of doing it this way, it's way easier if I just get my wife to take this shot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad to hear you say that, because I was looking at this thinking, okay, either Adam's getting bad at photography or my eyes are going, so I better go see the doctor.
No, it's a little softer on the eyes, and again, not enough for me to say scrap it and forget it. Again, it all depends, I guess, on what you're using it for social media or for whatever, for a headshot profile pic. Like, it's fine, but it's frustrating as hell to kind of do all the little setup things and then, you know, just be off by that such a small margin, even though I you know, took a focus on the light stand and then put a marker on the ground and then walk in. And I guess you're just back an extra inch from where you kind of measured it. And that's the difference. Yeah. Just that shallow.
So I'm trying to look what is in focus, and it's where is the focus? It sort of looks like your glasses maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just, but I should have just gone with more depth of field, but I didn't. I wanted the back or the bushes to be, you know, out of focus enough. And I, like you know, the hassle of doing this, don't do it this way. Don't do the, if you're going to do the headshot, like either, you know, have somebody stand by so that you can just get them to grab focus. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do it. And I hate it. It's a real pain.
Yeah, sure.
So, but the rest of it looks good. I can see why you wanted to use it, though.
Yeah, because I like the photo. I'm like, oh, it's the right time of day and the light and everything. So I'm just like,
yeah it looks natural. You got nice, you know, nice background, nice even, everything else is great. Slightly soft.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, once you shrink it down and you add a little sharpening, you can sort of, I wouldn't say fix it, but you can kind of mask it.
Well, and nobody is going to notice it except for like the pixel peepers like us that, again, get a life, people.
Come on, Don.
Yeah, yeah.
Get over it. Speaking of Don, I did his podcast this week on Photo Geek Weekly.
Okay.
So that's up. Go listen to that. We talked for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
About?
An hour and something. Geek stuff.
Right.
He has like five different topics that he gives you like notes ahead of time, and you have to research and then argue about stuff.
Really?
Not really argue. You sort of agree, maybe. But I try to argue.
Debate.
Nah, I try to debate to bring something interesting to the mix. But generally, there's the one topic was, I don't know if you saw it, about the dad in China who was. Wanted a cool photo of his son, so he dangled him over a cliff.
No, but that sounds not safe.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I think it ended up okay, but it was hard to argue for that dad. But you know, in the interest of podcasting, I did it.
Sure.
Yeah. So there's that. I went out and shot some baseball shots. So a little different looks. We played at the park in Stuttgart.
Okay.
And so, what do I got? Three different ones. Yeah. So there's one of the other guy in the other team. That's the Aldergrove guy who really got a hold of one.
Yeah, it looks like he did.
Yeah, bounced it off. Hit the top of the fence, so couldn't hit the warning track or hit the weight room, buddy.
Okay.
I just combined two things that you yell when somebody hits the fence.
Right.
Warning track power. That's what you yell at work. Hit the gym, and they both suck equally. Those sentences. So, good for me.
Okay.
Anyways, he really got a hold of that one, but I like he's got a pretty good swing and really good swing, and everything's kind of in just kind of a good moment. You can see he's actually hitting the ball far or really missing it, like really out front and not even close.
Yeah. Change up pulled him. Yeah.
Yeah, the change up of the eyes really got him.
Yeah.
No. This was when he hammered. And then the guy on our team, one of the base hits we got. I just like the fact that, like, the scoreboard in the background, they flash base hit when you get a base hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of liked how that was framed in between him and the first baseman. And then towards the end of the game, later mid to late game, the sun was just kind of going down behind the just past left field, like left field foul pole. So I positioned myself just right and got a nice, what I thought was a nice lens flare.
Mm-hmm.
On the mound.
So. Showcasing the flow of this this individual.
Yeah, brand new flow for the kid. So he's loving it. And although it's two separate shoes, two different shoes though.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what's going on there. I meant to talk to him. The only thing I can think of is that typically your back foot when you're pitching, you basically drag that toe and it ruins your cleats, right? So guys put that, what do you call it? It's not protecto. Protectos in hockey. What do you call the big fake toe they put on the front there?
I don't know.
It used to be leather that you attach, and then now it's like a rubber thing that you put on. You're actually going to want to put it on your son's cleats if they ever play again, because it just eats your, especially now the cleats are so light and flimsy. Not necessarily flimsy, but they're not designed for that. And so it just eats them, eats a hole right in them. So basically you put the toe over top. So maybe that's what he's got. Maybe he's got his normal cleats he plays shortstop with, and then what, wears the right-hand one just to wear out on the mound. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But so, I like the lens flare. It looks cool.
It looks pretty cool. This is the 40D and the 70-200, which is kind of my new go-to, actually. Is the new, because the 40D obviously has always been my beater, and I say my new go-to beater combo, because since I dropped the 70-200, I've kind of demoted its value a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm like, all right, well, you can go anywhere now, but the more I use it, the more it seems to loosen up, like the rings on the outside, which were jammed, are kind of loosening up. So I might, just by using it, it might be healing itself.
Awesome.
Very exciting. So there you go. So, yeah, that's what I shot this week. All right, photo challenge this week is food.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
I'm not eating this. What is, did somebody already eat this?
This is a s'mores brownie.
Okay.
Yeah, so we made this yesterday. And it was just, I mean, it was the tastiest, most delightful thing ever. Yeah. Like, it was so good.
And this was the day after.
This is right after it came out of the oven. So,
okay.
So,
whoa.
What?
You made s'mores in the oven?
No, it's a brownie.
But you said s'mores.
S'mores brownie, yeah.
Right, but that's campfire stuff.
Yeah, and so I really had a hankering for something marshmallowy. So I was just looking up desserts, and the reason I came to me as a food photo is because I looked on websites like I do. I looked on the websites for ideas and, you know, marshmallow desserts, and of course like s'mores stuff comes up, and I saw,
of course, the first 25 results that come up are Pinterest, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
They just run the internet now.
So there's a recipe site. I think it's called Confessions of a Baking Queen, something like that. And it had, I just saw the picture. Like, the reason I chose the recipe is I saw a picture and it was a white background, not on a plate, but just kind of on a white background. And they had this s'mores brownie and I thought it looked really good. Now, they have pictured, like, I kind of copied them a little bit. A lot actually, white background with two squares of this brownie stacked on top of each other. Theirs were obviously cooled. They had waited for them to cool. And, you know, it's very,
those probably weren't even brownies.
It's very clean and neat. It looks like it's legitimate because it looks very much the same, just a version that's much more like, they probably took this the day after the photos, because this is what the brownies look like the next day. But on the day of, probably I let it cool for, I don't know, 45 minutes, and then we really wanted to eat them, so we were mm-hmm. having them. So we cut them out, and then I basically tried to reenact the photo that I saw from this Confessions of a Baking Queen site. And of course, you know, ours were not completely cool, so they're mushy and gooey like brownies and marshmallow would be. And so I redid the photo. If anyone wants to see, they can go to Confessions of a Baking Queen and look up their s'mores brownie. Is theirs is much neater, cleaner. I would rather eat mine. Looking at the two photos, this is more real, true to life. So I like
theirs.
This
is probably frozen and has glycerin on it, though.
Maybe. Yeah. It just, but I even just think from an appetizing point of view, in terms of what a brownie should look like it should like bend and lean and be moist like this. And so to me, like for dessert stuff, like I like gooey, marshmallowy brownie stuff. This to me, I like, so I don't know. It's just sort of a preference, but the cool thing about this was, this is essentially a white background of just paper towel, just pulled like, you know, five sheets and then done up like you would use our paper roll white background. Like I just kind of taped it down to the counter, pulled it up, you know, in behind, so it's both underneath and the background, and then just stuck a flash in behind to light the background, and then had my wife hold the umbrella with a flash over top of it just to sort of do the top lighting. And kind of a fun for shooting small things on a white background with equipment that most photographers, if you have external flash or two, have. This is a fun little setup that you could do all kinds of simple things with. I mean, you could use paper if you don't want the paper towel effect. You could use paper, but I just, again, was a simple little setup that I thought, oh, for shooting food photography, this would come in quite handy.
So I think one of us has to calibrate his monitor, I think.
Okay.
I checked on two monitors, and I'm getting it kind of like it, the top is blowing out into the background on both monitors.
Oh, I'm not
getting... Does it do it on yours?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm not... Like, just the top where... Like, I can see, obviously, where it's been browned by the oven, but just the left of that where it's white, it just fades off like... It's like you can't tell the difference between
the
two.
That's weird. Like, no, not on mine at all. So I don't know which one. Okay. Yeah.
Well, neither of us. It's on both my monitors. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
Maybe
now.
It's,
now I want to hear. Yeah. No. But that does. I could. Like I said, multiple things can be true. Maybe both of our monitors could be in need of calibration.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this is my like new in May iMac that I haven't calibrated. It's just always been good. So.
Right.
Maybe I need to calibrate it, but no, it looks right on mine. Anyways, food photography, not an easy thing to do. That's
no,
you know, shooting this kind of thing is super tricky and finicky. And what do you want? And what are the angles matter? Like I probably took 15 different photos and angles and staggered the brownies and like what looks interesting. And I like this one, like some of them they're lined up straight. And then I thought, oh, that's not interesting. And then I liked it where it's kind of turning and leaning a little bit. I thought this to me looks more interesting. So I again, mm-hmm. I don't know how people do this or if they have a, like this is a, its own skill set, I think, doing food photography.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not one that I possess.
No, me either.
Yeah. All right. So here's mine. When you issued this challenge, my first instinct was, wow, I hate you. Cause I don't like shooting food.
That's how I feel about you issuing the challenge every week. So
that's fair. No, it's totally fine. Totally fine. But part of the thing is I do like shooting food to taunt my friends. Like I will shoot sometimes just for no reason. I will shoot it and send it under the group chat and go, oh, hey, check this out. Cause it drives them bananas.
Mm-hmm.
As it should. Like it's weird. It's weird to do. Here's my dinner. And so twice a year I will do that just to get a rise. Basically out of Randall. Randall loses his mind.
Okay.
So it's totally worth it. So I thought, okay, when I'm shooting this, like I can go on the internet and this is not directed at you because I had not like yours, the one you shot, I wouldn't say is like a common style. So it wasn't like you're going in there ripping off whatever you see at the Cactus Club or something like that, right?
Right.
But there is like those kind of shots that you see. It's like, oh, wow, they have a square plate. And then, you know, and it's on a mahogany table. And, you know, they look very generic. All the different, like they're all shot the same, right?
Sure.
So I wanted to avoid that. I wanted to avoid something. And then I wanted to take two of my greatest food loves. Well, three of them actually, and combine them. And so why don't you go first and then I'll explain my food loves.
Go first about what?
But the photo. Break the photo down for us.
I actually thought I might do something exactly like this, just the cast iron skillet and an egg, just because, you know, there's a good contrast there. So
right.
When I saw this, I'm like, of course he did that. Cause that, that was my instinct. And again, I specifically, didn't do it thinking that we might have two of these, but also just thinking like, I'm going to try something different, but no, I like it. It's sort of a very simple and we both like that. And like the cast iron is awesome. So that's again where you're going. You
that's
love
one
eggs
of my loves.
And you love cast iron.
I do. I use my cast iron pan every day and I eat eggs every day. So there's that. But so what I'm saying to the listeners, if you do not own a cast iron frying pan, especially if you live in the States where they're free, like really, if you go on the Amazon, click through our site, of course, and go and get one of the Lodge, get the set. I think you get the whole set for like $12 or something. And meanwhile, in Germany, like these are wicked expensive.
Yeah, they're much more expensive here too.
Yeah, they're more expensive in Canada than the States, but they're even they ramp it up even more in Germany. I guess the shipping or whatever has to happen. But so this is actually, I brought this with me in my luggage at one time. This is mine from Canada, but I bought a smaller one over here, which cost twice as much as the big. Anyways, not important. Point is, you need to own a cast iron frying pan. It's all I cook with at home. Love it. So do that. Eggs, obviously, I like. The third thing is, now it doesn't really register right away about that weird ring that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is weird.
Okay, so I like, you know how, like, when you go to McDonald's or something like that, you get the Egg McMuffin, they have the round eggs.
Okay, yeah.
You know it. They make around.
Yeah.
And so when I was a kid, we actually used to have a little metal ring set where you could put it in the frying pan. And you crack the egg into that, and then your eggs would come out round. And I thought a while ago, I was like, oh man, I want one of those for here. I don't have one. So I went and looked on Amazon, and they're kind of too expensive. So for what they are, and I just said, I'm not getting that. Forget it. And I couldn't get an honest answer out of the reviews. Like you know, some people love them, some people hate them. And I was like, well, how divisive could we be on a little ring that goes in your frying pan?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are you expecting out of this? And then I read online a while ago that one trick you can do is you can cut an onion, take one ring, lay that down, and use that as the ring.
Ah.
So I did that. And I also learned that you have to use a much bigger onion or a hummingbird egg.
Okay.
Had I used a hummingbird egg, this would have been perfectly contained within that onion ring.
Right.
So as it was, just the yolk turns out.
Gotcha.
So this is the first time I tried it. Here we are. So it looks a little bit weird. It was delicious. I can imagine figuring this out and it becoming a thing where I wow people with.
Yeah.
Because I also like onions.
It's also egg art.
It is egg art. And let's be honest, we love the catch lights in the yolk.
Sure.
Yeah. So there you go. Also, that's your mind on drugs. I don't know if you're just a kid of the 80s.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Topic this week is, well, I've been teasing it for a while, kind of hinted at it like a couple weeks ago, switching horses midstream. I'm considering making a move.
Okay.
Getting out of the DSLR business.
And so this is weeks ago. So do we have any sort of certainty on this front?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. We'll just talk about it.
I want to hear your thoughts on it. I don't know how much reading you've done about the like. So here's how the background went. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago when Don was on the show. I hate my 5D Mark III.
Right. Yeah. You've been saying
really
that.
Don't like it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, what am I going to do? Well, I love my X100F. So there's that. So Fuji makes other cameras, it turns out. They don't just make the one.
Mm-hmm.
So they make the X-Pro. The X-Pro 3 is the latest one. And that's sort of a version of the... It's kind of like the X100F. And that's a rangefinder camera, hybrid, but interchangeable lenses. And so it's, you know, kind of... They're going kind of like the Leica route, you know? And... So I look at one of those. I would really love to have one. Obviously mirrorless, being a rangefinder. I love that concept. But I've heard the video, it's not dialed in for video.
Okay.
And that's really what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are raving about the X-T4, which is more of a DSLR design, except it's mirrorless. Like you look through the same spot, whereas instead of off to the side, like you do with the X100, you look through except for it's just an EVF, electronic viewfinder. There's no mirror, so much more compact.
Right.
Okay. So I'm looking at this. People seem to love it. And there was a time about 3 weeks ago when I was sold. I was like, all right, that's it. I'm figuring out how to buy one of these, sell some of my stuff, not all of it. How do I do that? And there's a bunch of features I like about this. First of all, I love the idea of moving to mirrorless.
Okay.
Sort of. Sort of. I when it comes to taking pictures, like just actually taking regular photos, I do love looking through and seeing what, like looking through the mirror, like looking through the eyepiece and actually seeing the image I'm going to take.
Right.
I like it. At least I thought I did. Because you have that option on the X100.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Did I ask you already on the show?
Yeah. Yeah. And I
how
said
often,
I
how often?
I said I use the EVF.
I use the EVF, yeah. Yeah. It just mostly for nailing focus. That's what I like the best. So there's that. However, I shoot a lot of video. Or at least I did before, you know, Corona showed up.
Right.
So I expect to go back to that. And I need the ability. Normally, I appreciate having dedicated tools. Tools dedicated and to one job and being very, very good at that job.
Right.
A bottle opener, tie organizer doesn't do both well at all, right?
Yeah.
We're getting back to the chain link fence and ham sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling that, yeah.
Yeah. How do I button that in? So, point being, you know, in a perfect world, I would go buy the C300 or whatever version of cinema camera Canon makes, whatever one would best fit my budget and my needs, and then I would have a still camera. But a lot of my jobs don't go like that. Like, I'll be out and shooting pictures, and someone will want me to grab some video, or I'll be out shooting video, more likely shooting video, and then grab a few stills while I'm there.
Right.
Which I hate doing. It's two different disciplines, and it makes it difficult to, you can't do both really well, but that's kind of my job. And I also, there'll be times where I'll have to go away, and I'll have to, maybe one day I'll shoot video, and the next day I'll shoot pictures. I don't want to have to take both pieces of kit with me. I like the idea of it being compact. And so, when you think of a DSLR that can shoot video, that's what a DSLR is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a still camera that you can shoot video with.
Right.
Whereas a mirrorless, to me anyways, is a video camera that can legitimately shoot stills.
Okay.
The approach.
Why do you see it that way?
Well, DSLR it's designed to have the mirror. You can't shoot video with the mirror up. You have to flick the mirror up.
Right, okay.
And therefore, you can no longer see through the viewfinder, so you have to have the adapter on the back, like the Z finder, so that you can see the image, and then if you want to take stills, that Z finder has to come off, or, you know, it's right. A real pain.
Yeah, okay.
I can't stand flipping back and forth. Whereas a mirrorless camera, that mirror is always up in the fact that it doesn't exist. That's what the less part means, mirrorless. Mm-hmm. Less mirrors in there.
Yeah.
So it's already always technically running as a video camera, because that's what you're seeing in the electronic viewfinder, is a video feed of what the sensor is seeing.
Right.
And that's when you snap the stills. And so, I mean, if you're a still shooter, I could imagine there being it being, you know, beneficial to have. Autofocus is likely going to be better. I mean, they say it's better. I don't have any real hands-on experience to compare apples to apples. So I can't tell you yet. I'm going to assume it's much better. Autofocus is much better, just because there's less in there to get in the way. So that's the mirrorless argument. But Fuji, I love the images coming out of my Fuji. So why wouldn't I like it if I were to move full time to them?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you?
Well, one of the real positives that I absolutely love, they really thought of this, is Fuji, I'm not sure about the Canon yet, but the Fuji has a hard switch to go from stills to video. You just flip it over, stills, video, and the settings are unique to that switch.
Okay.
So, for example, when I shoot video, I typically double the frame rate for shutter speed. So if I'm shooting at 24 frames per second, I shoot at 1/48th of a second shutter speed.
Okay.
Like a real film camera would. And thus, when I flip it over to shoot stills, I'm not wanting to shoot that. I probably want to shoot, you know, 1/1000th or something like that. So a whole bunch of settings have to change.
Mm-hmm.
That takes time. Well, this way you can have your still settings, one on in a hard switch goes over to the video, and they maintain their unique settings. So it's just literally a flip of the switch and you're racing.
Gotcha.
I love that. That means they've asked somebody, hey, what do you want on this? And they nailed it. So that's great. Now, as I was falling in love with the X-T4, Canon announced their R5 R5 and their R6. You must have seen something about these.
Well, you talked about it. I haven't actually read about it, but I heard about it through you.
Okay, so Canon, they had released a mirrorless camera last year, year and a half, whatever it was. I forget. Like I honestly didn't care what the Canon R or whatever it was called. It's a different mount, obviously, because it's mirrorless, so the flange distance is different. So it's smaller, which is nice, but it's like a different set of lenses, et cetera, but you can adapt. You can buy an adapter for your existing lenses, and it doesn't change the focal length at all because the flange distance is less on the R cameras. Therefore, it kind of evens out.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay, so you can adapt them, or you can buy new lenses. The rub on the Canons is the lenses are still huge, so you're not really saving a ton of space on the overall kit,
right?
Which is kind of weird. So now you have a big lens with a small camera sort of dangling off the back of it. However, so they announced those a while ago. I did not care at all. However, while I was falling in love with the X-T4, these two were announced, and holy smokes, are they amazing cameras! Now, the R5, okay, so when you shoot full HD, that's essentially 2K, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2K's for, that's yesterday.
Yeah, that's like
4K.
Right, 4K now.
Yeah. I don't shoot 4K. I don't even really care, but whatever, finally, 4K. So what did Canon do? 6K. No, 8K.
It's like that's a 6-minute abs.
Yeah, 6 minutes. Are you insane? So that's a. I guess it's like a 32 megapixel image, 24 times a second. 8K. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of K.
I forget.
A lot of K.
Yeah, I think if you buy one of those 500 gigabyte cards,
you fill it up in 8 seconds.
Not far off. It's about 20. I think it's 20 minutes, maybe. No, less than that. No, it's probably. Yeah, it's like 15 minutes. I forget the numbers now. It's crazy what you can do, what you fill up. Which means that you then have to put it on a computer, on a hard drive somewhere, and then have a computer that can process that.
Yeah.
If I were to take all the computers I ever owned and duct tape them together, it could not process that.
Right.
So I'm not sure what, you know, but the point is it can do less than that. You can dial it. You don't have to shoot 8K. You can shoot 4K. You can shoot... You know, which will handle like 4K at 120 frames per second, which means you can do slow motion and make it look, you know, 1/5 the speed. It looks awesome. Like it does look amazing. So they want to get involved. They want to, and it's full frame.
Nice.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the X-T4 is a crop sensor.
Oh, didn't know that.
For much cheaper though. Right. Now. So it's, I forget what the price is, because I checked all the different prices in the States and Canada and Europe. So I it's actually a mishmash right now of all the different prices, but it's quite a bit more expensive. The R5 is a lot more expensive. The R6 is the doesn't do 8K, it does less. And so it's considerably cheaper. I think it's around $3,000 in Canada, something like that. $3,500 possibly.
Okay.
Camera only. Body only.
Right.
which when you consider what it can do, it shoots 4K, all those things. What when you consider what it can do, it is an amazing camera. Like, outstanding. I wouldn't need another camera, and it's got a fantastic autofocus. It's got the flip around screen, so you could do, you know, when you do your selfie headshot, blam, in focus. Nice. By yourself.
Yeah, that's reason enough right there.
Yeah. So but the Fuji does that too. And all these cameras do it. And so the big difference is, you know, for me the big difference is the full frame versus crop sensor.
Right.
Because the lenses don't matter. You can buy an adapter for each camera. So I could adapt all of my Canon lenses to the Fuji or to the R6.
Right, right.
So that's not really an issue. Because I don't want to get rid of all my lenses, really, if I don't have to. And everybody says it works out. Like, it works very, very well. So, big issue with the R5 and the R6, that if you didn't see this coming, you should have, is overheating. I'm going to tell my kids to stop yelling.
No, no, it's good. I like it. It's good background. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's like a live studio audience. Yeah. You need a sign that you can hold up, podcast in progress.
I would just use that sign all the time.
Yeah.
That's how you end yelling, with your kids screaming at you?
Yeah.
How many conversations do you have with your family where you're in the same room? 10%?
Yeah.
Mine are mostly like they're in a different room. You're like, hey, Dad, where are you? Did you find? I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, so the overheating is a big issue. If you shoot with the 8K, which I'm never going to, the thing overheats in like 12 minutes, and then you have to put it down for 4 days while it cools down. That's a problem.
Right.
However, I'm not going to do that. So I what I don't know is how is the overheating on the R6 at a regular 2K, a regular full HD.
Right.
It can just shoot full HD, which is kind of what I shoot for most projects. For certain projects, I would end up shooting 4K. So can it handle 4K without overheating? That's the question. I imagine the answer is no, because of the camera that you're getting in that small package for that price, you have to give up something. So which camera do I get?
I think you're going to have to sit tight for a little longer and see if more information is available about the heating, because that seems to be your swing vote right there.
That is the big thing. So at first I thought it was the full frame, and then I thought about it. When you look at your images on the X100, do you think, oh man, that's okay, but I wish it was full frame?
No, it doesn't factor in at all.
No, and so here's what they don't tell you about the full frame versus the crop sensor when it comes to video, is most of the movies that you enjoyed growing up. Like, what are some movies that you enjoyed growing up? Say anything, for instance.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. I very much liked E.T.
E.T. E.T. shot on a crop sensor.
There you go.
So 35mm film, when shot in movies, they shoot vertically, which means it's 24 millimeters across, roughly, which is pretty much the exact same size as a crop's APS-C sensor, or not all APS-C sensors, obviously, but the ones in the X100 and the Fuji and the crop sensor Canons. That is the size of 35mm run vertically.
Oh, can I do another one?
Yeah.
Stand by Me.
Just watched it the other day.
And?
Still holds up.
Crop sensor?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, unless you're shooting like, you know, like 70mm or something like that, you're shooting it on a crop sensor. That's okay. What's happening.
I understand, but I just like to keep yelling out movies. Ooh, okay. White Man Can't Jump.
No, that was shot on IMAX. Obviously.
Right.
So I don't know that I would be that upset. And obviously with in my experience, when I don't know with these newer cameras, one of the things that like they still can't really solve is the jello effect. They can reduce it in some cameras, in others it's more pronounced. I would imagine, just cause this is just me speculating, if anyone listening owns either of these cameras, go ahead and let me know, that the jello effect, the sort of wobbly, you know, the with the mm-hmm. rolling shutter.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jello effect would technically be less pronounced on the Fuji, the crop sensor, than it would be the full frame.
Okay, so your decision is made.
It's pretty close. Okay. I'm pretty close to doing it. I'm not sure when I'm going to pull the trigger, because like I said, it's not like I'm getting, you know, video jobs and, you know, knocking down the door right now. But I would like to do it, and I would get rid of my Mark III. I would sell it for whatever I could, which I'm going to take a bath on, by the way. Which I'm kind of like, all right, well, that's where I'm at. Oh well. So sometimes you get burned, Adam.
Right.
I like it when I don't,
mm-hmm.
but I'm probably going to. So I'll get rid of that. I'd probably keep the bulk of my lenses, though, and just use an adapter and still keep my 40D as the beater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see if my classic still holds up, and we'll see. And that's what I'm looking at. So I don't know if I'm going to get rid of a lot of stuff, which would be nice, but that seems to be the route I'm headed.
Okay, keep us posted.
I'm now, after talking this out now, I am leaning. I'm 65-35 on Fuji.
All right. I really feel like, you know, talking to me has been cathartic for you, and so you've worked this one out, yeah.
You like Dr. Melfi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you need to do is you need to get yourself into, you know, a dark room. I think you need to, you know, put on some music, and you need to do a tuck and dance. And I think the answer will come to you.
I might do it to the soundtrack to Stand By Me and then just ruin that movie for you. Oh, it knocked him out of his keds. Oh, no. Oh, no. I did not see that coming. You know what's funny is I would not do that to you. But this is back in the DVD days. A buddy of mine was proposing to his soon to be fiance, and they both loved the movie Top Gun.
Mm-hmm, as do I.
So he asked me if I could take that movie, and then after the opening credits or whatever, I forget what point it was. Basically, to stop the movie, insert a title screen, hey, will you marry me?
Right.
So like they'd sit down to watch it, and boom, all of a sudden it would come up, and that would come on the screen. And I did that, and then reburn it, put it back on a DVD, and the whole deal.
Were you wearing a fighter pilot suit?
No, I wasn't in it. It was just text only.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want it. He wanted it over top of a Top Gun thing or something like that. It wasn't me doing it. That would be weird if I was asking her to marry me. But what I'm saying is I could do that. Then I'm not getting married, which is kind of weird. He pulled the parachute on that one before they got married.
You could have been wearing the Viper helmet, which, you know, was shaded. And then again, theoretically, it could have been him.
Or it could have been the Silence of the Lambs scene. What if I had told him, yeah, I did it, and then all of a sudden, we cut to Buffalo Allen.
That would have been awesome.
Buffalo Al, I guess, is better.
Yeah, Buffalo Al.
Buffalo Al in the human suit.
Hey, guess what the cover art for this week's going to be?
Well, the president of our baseball club, when I did the cover last year that you spoke about earlier, about the Bull Durham cover,
yeah,
he said, "Oh, wow, that's crazy." But like, what's next? And I told him, "Oh, I'm going to do the Silence of the Lambs." And he thought I was serious. He's like, "You can't do that."
Right.
Like, nah, come on. People love that movie. No, you can't. You can't do it. Come on. Everybody knows the joke. I had no intention of doing it.
But you could do, you could get one of those dollies, and you could, you know, get somebody with the little mask on, wheeled out on the dolly, maybe holding their baseball bat. That would be something.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'll think about that. Yeah. Okay. All right. We've taken a turn.
Okay.
So, challenge for next week, because, yeah, we're doing a weekly challenge next week. I wanted to tie it in because of all this crop sensor talk. It is crop sensor. That's the only challenge, is crop sensor.
Okay.
Make it look like it isn't crop sensor.
Gotcha.
That's not part of the challenge. I'm just dictating. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Monthly challenge is not next week. It is summer. Hashtag that. Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both. Tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out in 2 weeks' time. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your new headshot?
I won't be on there, but adamschwartz.ca. Okay. Yeah.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, the photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.